How are you? All right?
Okay.
I love this getting together, but I've got to say, it's a bit strange, isn't it? I've just got used to Zoom, now I've got used to this, but that's fine. Now I've got to get used to preaching in person, but it's wonderful. It's a privilege to be with you. The kids were given a craft to do, and this morning's sermon, you'll be glad to know, is a craft workshop for the older kids. Did you know we've got older kids? Do you know we've got young kids and we've got older kids? Put up your hand if you're an older kid. Look around. The church is always a kingdom kids, yeah? It's just that sometimes we forget that we're kids, but the older kids have got a craft to do. This sermon is a craft, yeah? And I would love it if we actually would look at all sermons as a craft, as a workshop. And what that means is you can't just sit and watch. You need to get engaged with it. So I really, really want to pray that we engage with the word. Yeah, that we, and a part of that is doing this, is that's our flesh, if you like. And this is our likeness to Jesus. So somehow we need to put off all distractions this morning and actually tune in to the Holy Spirit. And as we see, as we explore, you are uniquely gifted and uniquely set up by God to be tuned into the Holy Spirit and to do the work, which is to change. You know, that's our work, is to change, to be transformed more and more into Jesus. So I'm continuing the series on the Holy Spirit. It's entitled More, and that basically we feel that God is saying there's more. Yeah, there's more for us as a church. Yeah, so beyond our values, beyond everything, that there's more of actually living it out. And that more is the person of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is here, yeah, right now to actually get involved in the workshop. Yeah, so if you think, oh, I don't know how to work this out, put your hand up. The Holy Spirit will be with you right now and will help you work it through. Yeah, so you don't have to do this on your own. So, and we're not talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit. So we're saying today is about being filled with the Holy Spirit, but we're not looking for just a one-off encounter. I don't know what your walk has been in Christianity. I've been a Christian for 30-odd years, and I've known times when the emphasis has been on a real charge up, you know, a real kind of meeting in power, and then you just go back to, you know, everyday life. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, being full of the Holy Spirit all day long. Every day, all day long. In Ephesians 5:18, Paul says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit." So like, Joel was saying, oh, wine's good. Yeah. We can also say that's him predicting what the Lord's going to say. Yeah, wine is good, but even better is the Holy Spirit. And just as you might take wine, you know, and enjoy wine, enjoy the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So we're saying that we keep on being filled. And we're saying a Spirit-filled life is one that's constantly under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Who wants that? Who wants more? We put out our minds, kids, do you want more? We want more, don't we? We want more of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So what we're going to look at this morning is why we need to be filled, what happens when we are filled, and how do we stay filled? That's your workshop, yeah? And your material is spiritual, and it's going to be in your spirit that the work's going to be done. So let's look at our first point. Our first point is, why do we need to be filled? Kids, if I could just distract you for a minute, has anybody got an idea? Why do we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Anybody got an idea? Anybody got an idea? Anybody want to pose an answer? Oh, okay. Why do we need... Give him a round of applause. My sermon is now over. So we can all go home now, yeah. Now, one of the things I prayed about is, oh Lord, I'm going to preach on something so important. Why are we like this? Can't we just be back? And it's like, no, this more series is for the kids. And I think, what do you mean it's for the kids? It's for the big kids and the little kids. It's for the children of God. It's a message for all of us to have more. So as we see, to keep on going, you need to be filled. To keep on going, you need to be filled. You know, that that's been grasped by our children. Do we forget it as big children? We forget that, yeah? So if we want to turn, if you want to turn with me to Colossians 1, 9 to 12, we've got a biblical basis for saying more. You might say, and one of the things that we as a leadership team do not want to do is put pressure on you about more. We don't want to put pressure on you. You've got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You've got to do this, you've got to do that. You should be this, you should be that. We're saying no. You know, we've had a message, if you like, from the Holy Spirit that we picked up through the Sunday service is about a new direction, a new path. And there are like breadcrumbs along this new way. It's not going to reveal all of it or say it should do all of this. We're not going to plan out everything. We're just going to take the next breadcrumb. Today's another breadcrumb. The Holy Spirit saying, you actually, you need more. You need more of me. Yeah. So if you look at Colossians 1, 9 to 12, it says, and a bit of context for that, Paul is amazed at this church. Like God is amazed at us, he's amazed and really heartened by us. Paul actually said, the church of Colossians, I've really heard of your faith. I've really heard of your love of God. I've really heard so much about your love for one another. And I think that's what God's saying about us. I've heard so much about your love. I love it. I see it. I love it. But Paul said, but there's more. He said, almost there's more now for you. Now that you're at that base level, there's more. And he says, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. So what Paul is saying is it's the Father's heart for the church to be filled, yeah, with the knowledge of God's will through wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit gives us. So we're saying that wisdom and understanding are on offer when we as a church are filled with the Holy Spirit. It goes on to say, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work. So he's saying that, yeah, I've heard about your faith, I've heard about your love, I've heard about all these things about you as a church, but there's more now. Now you need the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Now you need more of the Spirit so that you can walk a fruitful, abiding life. Why do we need the Holy Spirit? Because we are called by Jesus to live an abiding life. And Jesus knew that everything he would ask of us, that we would obediently respond. He knew that out of our love for him, we would respond. But he's saying, unless your response is one that's spiritual, that's filled with the Holy Spirit, you won't do it. You're gonna feel rotten. You're going to feel wretched. You're going to feel a failure. You're going to feel like you don't know anything. You know, you've got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So this is tied deeply into Jesus' prayer for us as for you that he prayed, as we saw at Easter, he prayed to the Father, let my disciples be filled with us. Let my disciples be filled with us. Let our disciples know how to be abidingly fruitful. Because if they do anything in their flesh, he won't achieve anything. Yeah. So Paul gets this. And he says, I want you to be fruitful. And he prays again, growing in the knowledge of God. So we grow deeply more. The Holy Spirit will deepen our knowledge of God. If you don't feel like you know God very well, or some of the Bible is confusing, we tend to go to textbooks or things like that. Well, actually, there's a wonderful advisor that's there in an instant, which is the Holy Spirit. He will come and he will give you a growing knowledge of God. He also goes on to say that the more of the church is being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Yeah, so he's saying that now as a church, be filled with the Holy Spirit, so as a people, you're strengthened with all power, and you have great endurance and patience. Who wants to be strengthened with power? Kids, do you want to be strengthened with power? And I'm talking about all kids here now, the young ones and the old ones, yeah? Do you want to be strengthened with power and endurance? What's the answer? It's to be filled with the Holy Spirit. What's the answer? It's to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then he goes on, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, being full of joy and praise. That's an outcome of that. You want to see somebody full of the Holy Spirit? You're going to see joy and thanks to the Father. You're going to see praise. Also, he says, finally, he says, being qualified. He says, to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the holy people in the kingdom of light. I'd love you to look at Colossians 1 and say, this is now God's promise for Whitstable Community Church. Yeah? We've got Jesus has prayed over us. They need to get this abiding. They need to know how to they're not going to do anything. They're not going to live out anything. They're not going to be abidingly fruitful, unless it is abidingly fruitful. They're not going to be fruitful unless they get this, being full of the Holy Spirit. So our workshop today is to think about, okay, what do I need to do to be fruitful? But our Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday workout of that, our application of that, is to be filled. I want to say it's all still about Jesus. I don't know about you as Christians, but I've had times where I thought it was about Jesus, and I thought it was about the Holy Spirit. I'll go this way or the Holy Spirit, but it's like I really feel the Lord saying to me lately, it's all connected and joined up. It's pretty easy. Jesus died on the cross. He hammered out a new creation in every one of us that know him. He gave us a new creation. And that new creation, that new self, he said, you will be abundantly fruitful and you'll have power to minister. But you need the Holy Spirit. You also need the Word of God. You need to pray. You need to abandon yourself and surrender to who you are in Christ. But you need more of the Holy Spirit. You will not do it in your flesh. You will not do it in your willpower. You will not do it out of effort. Yeah? All those things help and they apply, yeah, because you've got to want to be in the workshop. The kids are engaging in the workshop. They're actually drawing. They're picking out the resources. They're using them to apply it. If we just sit there and do nothing, we're not actually enjoying the workshop. We're not actually doing anything. What happens when we're filled? Children, let's just try the smaller children first. Children, can I have your attention as you're drawing? What do you think happens when we're filled with the Holy Spirit? What do you think it, what does it feel like? What's it like to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Joel. Beautiful. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, it's like God talking to us in our heart. I think I could just ask the three questions I've got. The kids can answer and we can go. I thank the kids. The kids' teachers, they need to be preaching the bigger kids, don't they? We need workshops and crowns, don't we? We need to get back to that. So what happens when we're filled? This is something that I need to deliver to you, yeah, in terms of Bible, and this is down to you to interpret. Yeah, I can't tell you what this means in your life. You've got to work this out. This is a workshop item. First of all, I need to head off the doubt that you can actually be filled. There have been times when the emphasis has been so much on the way we experience the Holy Spirit that people felt, I don't get filled. Nothing happens. It's not for me. I'm not a spiritual person. You know, I'm not a Holy Spirit person. Well, I want to tell you that the Bible says no. Your Father says no. That for whatever reason, you just misheard something special that happened when Jesus hammered out a new life for you in Christ. Yeah, when he died and the hammers literally hammered out a new self, a new person, you might have missed something. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, God says, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? So you are a temple." In Ephesians 4:22, he says, "You're a new self." It says, "Put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." So we're a temple, we're a new self. In Ephesians 3:16, 19, it says we have an innermost being. "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit." Where? In my left arm? In my right foot? In my head? In my ear hole? No, he says, in your inner being. I don't know how you're going to work this out. I think I've got a way of working it out. That is my daily now, my daily way of living. But it might be peculiar to me. And I know I can be very peculiar and weird, but I've got a way of working that out. If you don't think you're a temple, you're not sure about the new self, or you've not got an innermost being, or you're not really sure about that, he also says most definitely in Corinthians 1, it says in Corinthians 5:17, 1 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So whatever you think about yourself spiritually, you are a new creature. And that was hammered out with blood, sweat, tears on the cross. You are a new creature. Yeah? In Romans 8:9-13, it says, however, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. So this is an indwelling place. Whatever you look at, there is a place inside of you. And I don't know how you grasp that. But I think that unless we grasp the craft, the workshop, that the fact that we need to somehow get hold of and present to the Holy Spirit this temple, this new self, this innermost being, this new man, this new creature, this spirit of Christ, this indwelling place. Unless we present that, yeah, we're going to miss it. Because if we present to the Holy Spirit, you're not for me. Or present to the Spirit, oh, that's really been weird. Or it just passes me by. Then the enemy will lie to you and say, yeah, you're not spiritual. You don't need to be spiritual. We need to be spiritual. Yeah, children, can you help me make the point? Would you shout out, we need to be spiritual, as loud as you can? Ready? 1, 2, 3. We need to be spiritual. Yeah? Well done, children. You're doing a good job with the older children, because they're not, you know, they can get distracted more than you, yeah? So put up now your hand if you believe that God has enabled you through the cross to be filled. Yeah? Children, you want to put up your hand? You are enabled through Christ to be filled. No obstacles, nothing. Yeah? Hopefully we've won that. If we'd listened to Joel, we would have got that much quicker, I'm sure. So, to be filled, we just want to make a number of points. And I'll try not to go on too much, which I tend to. We need to make some points. In the past, we have overemphasized as a church the what we call the kind of outward sign of the Holy Spirit. You know, the sign where people are falling over or people are... And that's good. And we're not saying that's an outcome. It shouldn't be an obstacle of the fact that it's an inner work. It's a deep inner work that we're all qualified, we're all enabled to have. But it will be different for everybody. It could be a quiet... We saw with Paul's prayer, you have strength, you have endurance, you have patience, you have power. Yeah, sure, you have power. But if we're always looking for a power encounter that leaves the whole church slain and on the floor, we're missing the point that the reason we're filled by God is for abiding fruitfulness and ministry and mission. You know, Jesus said, I want you to be abidingly fruitful and mission. Don't do mission if you're not abidingly fruitful, if you're not abiding, because you'll get frustrated. And it's funny, isn't it, that the next series we've got is about mission, but Jeff has been open to say, actually, God wants us to get more. So he's saying, yeah, we could have a whole series on mission, but if we go to mission and we present that, we're going to do nothing. But what we did last year, which was be frightened and timid and under pressure, that's the flesh. That is your flesh. But no, we go to mission like that in our spirit. In this new place, whatever you call it, I'm happy with it being my new self. I'm overjoyed that I've got a new self. It's been a discovery that's been hammered out by Jeff confronting me 3 years ago and saying, enough, Mike, this is rubbish. Yeah, 30 years a Christian, and my pastor says, it's enough, it's rubbish. I've had enough of it, mate. I can't bear it anymore. And me being humbled and saying, what do you mean? And he explains it to me. And I think, yeah, I'm 30 years, and I'm just going on and on and on and on and on, but I'm not actually doing the stuff. I'm not doing the stuff. I'm not abiding. And then I have the privilege of 4 years with Jim. Yeah, 4 years of discipleship with him saying, that's fleshy, that's fleshy, that's fleshy, that's self, that's self, that's self. Driving me up the wall sometimes, I hope you don't mind me saying, driving me up the wall, driving me spare. But no, that's fleshy. That's not the new self. That's not spiritual. That's not really who you are in Christ. So I warn you, if you say anything to Jim that means that you're talking out of flesh and you're actually doing yourself down, beware, he will respond. And he will respond by saying more. However you take it, he is saying there's more. I don't see that in you. And it's a burden for Jim, because people, You know, people say, I don't want to be confronted with them more. I don't want to hear that I'm fleshy. And, I know my brother, he weeps over this stuff, saying, I don't want to confront people. I don't want to say there's more. You know, I don't want to do that. Because sometimes he gets it wrong. We all do. Sometimes he says the wrong thing or whatever. But actually, in him, God's saying there's more. Yeah, so I had to confront the old self. I had to say, that's rubbish. All my Christian life, for 30-odd years, I've been trying to clean this myself. Through my attitude to reading the Bible, to my attitude to prayer. Oh, it's a pain, isn't it? Reading the Bible is a pain, isn't it? Yeah? Oh, I've got to do this, I've got to fast, I've got to do this. Trying things out of self, out of the old self. You can't do anything with this. There's nothing you can do. Because Christ has given you a new self. So what have I got to do? I've got to put that off and put that on. And that's what I'm asking you in a minute to do. It's to say no to the past. To say no to all of the rubbish. I lived 30 years like that as a Christian. When I didn't know that inside me was that. And it took 3 years of Jim. And it took a challenge from Jeff. We want to be real as a people. So don't get frightened with challenge. Don't get frightened with people saying, is that really Christ-like? Is that really you? You know, when you're presenting that all the time, sometimes we say, how are you? We say, I'll pray for you. How are you? Well, you do that as Jim, you're in trouble. It's like, hang on, you got this. And I'm not bigging up Jim, I'm just saying on my journey, I'm trying to be real. On my own personal journey, I tried to clean this water. When I already had that as a new creature in me. So again, I would say, it's not just individual. What's the impact on the whole church if we really surrender, if we take this breadcrumb, if we take this new direction, if we take the risk of going this route? A writer said, this is what will happen in the church. Being filled with the Holy Spirit elicits creative gifts. Leadership gifts, wisdom, prophetic utterances, revelation of God's purposes, praise, boldness, and authority in speech, faith, power to perform signs and wonders, grace, personal healing, drawing people to Christ, conquering confrontation with the powers of darkness, and joy. A person full of the Spirit is clearly distinguishable from one who is not. What's your Christian like? You know, okay, I'm going to challenge you now. If you're going to get offensive, then you've missed the whole point. That you don't need to be offended. What's your Christian life like? What's your prayer life like? What's your study of the Bible? What's your sense of doing? Is your sense of doing so powerful that being this is a problem? Stop doing. Stop it. Just be who you are in Christ. Be it. Enjoy it. Revel in it. His yoke is light. That's what I've discovered. His yoke is light. It's almost like, I don't really feel like doing this or that. So that's fine. Let's go and kick a ball about. Let's have some fun. No, why can't we be like that? Oh, I feel a bit down. We'll put that off. Well, it's down. I can see down. There it is. Is that big bit that splodges about there. We'll just put that off and put that on and then you'll be full of joy. Yeah, you'll be filled with joy. So what I'm going to now stop... and I invite, first of all, I invite our lovely little kids to do this. It's just to stop for a moment. We're going to have a few moments and we're going to present, and also the big kids as well. We're going to have a moment, yeah, where we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come quietly. He comes quietly and carefully and convince you of this. To convince you of this. So I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit just to come so that we, all children, can answer like our kids just did about the Holy Spirit. Absolutely clear about it. I want us to be clear. So I want us to come and the Holy Spirit, he will do this. He will say, you present me this. I can't get past it. I wouldn't even bother opening the top. I just pour it out. If you give me this, I'll pour it out, and I'll give you that. So I just want to have 5 minutes of just asking the Holy Spirit to come. And bless us that you are deeply spiritual. You are a temple. You're beautiful. Jesus gave you a new nature to be filled with the Holy Spirit for a purpose. Not just for a buzz. For a purpose. And you are uniquely designed to be abundantly fruitful and powerful in mission. So let's go now. Let's ask. Children, you can carry on doing your craft or you can wait on God. We're just asking right now for you, Holy Spirit, just come and have your way with us. Just come and have your way with us.